Merry Christmas, everybody. Hi, my name is Father Mike Schmitz, and this is Ascension Presents. I was thinking about this a lot. A couple years ago, I did the wedding of a couple graduates from the universities up here at Christmas time. It was a little before Christmas. And so it got me thinking a lot about, like, what is it that couples need the most on their wedding day? Like, is it they need love? Is it they need trust? What do they need? They need joy in that day? What is it they need on the wedding day? Maybe more than anything. I think what they need more than almost anything is hope. If you think about this, the last day you need to promise someone that you're going to love them is the wedding day. Because of course you're going to love them that day. The last day you're going to promise to be faithful to them is that day, because of course you're going to be faithful to them that day. But when it comes down to it, they make a promise. Why? They make a promise because they're saying, okay, I love you today. I want to be faithful to you today. But I know that the day is coming when I won't feel like loving you. When that day comes, I promise I will. And they're saying that I know I love you today. I want to be faithful to you today. But I know that the day is coming when I won't feel like being faithful. But when that day comes, I promise you, I will. The virtue of hope, I would say, is most necessary on a couple's wedding day than maybe any other time or any other virtue. Hope is not simply optimism. And I think sometimes we think that hope is just kind of looking forward to a better future, or thinking that, nah, it's going to get better. This kind of idea that as time rolls on, it only gets better. That's not true. We know if you live for a little while, you realize that is not true at all. Things don't just get better. Actually, sometimes things get a lot worse. So being hopeful is not being optimistic that things are going to turn around, or things are going to turn our way, or things are going to get better. Hope is something different. In fact, I would say this: hope is personal. Hope is not just kind of an idea or a feeling. It's personal. Hope is trust extended into the future. So when you have hope, what that means, you have trust right now. So it's not just kind of, I really kind of wish that it would get better. I really wish things will turn around. I'm optimistic. It's no. I trust in a person. And I have that trust is extended into the future. So on a person's wedding day, right? Bride looks at a groom looks at his bride, and he says, no, I have hope, meaning I trust in your promise. I trust in you, and I'm extending that trust into the future. I trust who you are right now. And I trust your promise into the future. So when Christmas is a season of hope, what we're not saying is it's a season of just great happiness. It's a season that's free from pain. It's a season where everything is worked out for you. What we're saying is this is a season where we're called to have trust in a person. And we're called to allow that trust to be extended into the future. So what are Christ's promises? Well, we're saying that Jesus, in Christmas, you are Emmanuel, right? You are God with us. This is the incarnation, the Word made flesh. That St. John, in the beginning of the Gospel, he says that we saw the Father, the glory of a Father's only Son, and he came and he dwelt with us. He tabernacled with us. He lived with us. God is here. And those are the lines of Christmas. Those are the lines leading up to Christmas. The message that God is here, even in darkness and even in pain. And even when things don't go well for us, even in broken hearts and broken lives, God is here. And I trust in that God. So what we're saying, and what we hope, is like, God, I trust that you're here. I trust in you. And I trust that you will be there when I get there. I trust that you will be here in my life, even in the future. Hope, truly, is not just a feeling. And it's not just this kind of like thing we conjure up. It's a relationship. And that's why it's so hard for people who don't have a relationship with God to have hope. Not because they don't believe that there's a God out there who loves them, not just that, but because they don't have a relationship with this God who's out there who loves them. But if you're a Christian, that means you're celebrating on Christmas the truth, the reality, the belief that God himself is here with us, and that you can have a relationship with him, that you trust him. You trust that he's been there, that he is here, and he will be there. That's hope. So whether you're in the midst of pain this Christmas season or in the midst of loneliness and darkness this Christmas season, all of us can have hope, which is trust thank Jesus that he's here, and trust in Jesus that he will always be here. God is with you today, and he will be with you tomorrow, and he will be with you until the end of time. Live this Christmas with hope. From all of us here at Ascension Presents, my name is Father Mike. God bless. And Merry Christmas.